You're listening to Unsaid Words, where every week I discuss new topics that we often leave unsaid. Hi guys, welcome back, or welcome if you're new to the podcast, and welcome back to me, to be honest, because I have not even picked up this mic since early August. Now you're like, Nadia, why did you not make an episode at all for pretty much the past 2 months? Well, I was going to record, like, I think the third week of August, and my podcast headphones were just not working. And although I can record without them, I never have. So I was like, man, I can't record because these aren't working. And to be honest, at the time, I just didn't want to. So it was the perfect thing to use to just really get me out of it. Anyway, time went by and I honestly was using it as an excuse not to record, even though I could have. I felt like I didn't have anything to say. And also, I didn't even know if I was going to keep doing the podcast, to be honest. I didn't know where I was at with it. And then the break really wasn't making it any better. Fast forward to today, which it's October 3rd when I'm recording this. Yes, the same day it's supposed to go out. Don't judge. Anyways, I finally did get some new podcast headphones and I was testing them out today and they sounded terrible. The audio was just not what it is normally with my old podcast headphones. So I'm like, well, since these are so trash, let me just try the old ones again. And maybe however it wasn't working the last time was a fluke. And lo and behold, the irony of it all is that they work perfectly fine. They sound amazing. Actually. So here I am talking to you with the same podcast headphones. Now, I will put a little timestamp in the description or something so that you can fast forward past my whole rant about why I haven't been on here. But today's episode is one that I've had planned for a while. It's something that obviously I leave unsaid. That is the podcast. And it's that pain is a part of the process and it's not something that we can avoid to get to our goal. This whole thought for me came about because earlier this year, or to be honest, at the beginning of the year, I set a goal to learn how to play the guitar. We're in October, and I can confirm I do not know how to play the guitar to this day. Okay, and the reason for that is because it's hard. I don't even know why I was about to try to give some long explanation. It's honestly hard for me anyway. And I'm the type of person that normally has things come easily to me. And so when they don't, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm done with this. And that's kind of what I did for the guitar. And it's kind of what I do in a lot of other situations. And it's exactly what sparked this episode to say, Nadia, if you want to learn to play the guitar, you can't skip over all the hard stuff. And the same is true for any new skill that we try that doesn't come easily to us. Some things, most things, you just can't skip the pain and the process that has to be completed in order to reach your goal or achieve that skill or whatever it is. There's no shortcut for that stuff. But in the society we live in, and I know I talk about society all the time on this podcast, but to be honest, the societal standards that we see every day also influence this as well, because so many things we see them happen almost overnight. They're kind of Instagram ready, or we see a finished product, but nobody wants to show how it actually happened, the things they actually had to overcome to get there. I actually saw a quote about this today, and the guy said, "Every successful person you admire survived a season you never saw." That's so good, because a lot of these people, and just like influencers, for example, you may see them at 100K or celebrating 1 million, but you didn't see them at 12 followers for a year. You didn't see them post and get discouraged and try to post again and delete their original page and make a new one to try and get to where they are today. And pushing past all of that is exactly why they are where they are. Another example is I was reading earlier today about a man named Ron Wayne. And Ron Wayne actually owned 10% stake in Apple in 1972. 12 days after it was incorporated, he actually sold this 10% stake. Because he wasn't able to push past the pain of maybe inferiority of the other stakeholders or fear, he sold this stake for $800. Now, if you've ever bought an Apple product, you can't even get a phone for $800. That 10% would be probably worth billions today. But he didn't push past the pain and wait for the actual process to happen of building Apple into the company that it is today. Now, no hate to the man, because he couldn't have possibly predicted how successful Apple was going to be today, because 1976 just wasn't as tech forward as our world is now. But I'm telling you this story as a testament to not giving up because you may have an Apple on your hands. You get what I'm saying? Now, when we experience pain, it can be an indicator of two things. Number one is growth. We have our growing pains. Just like you experience when you're younger, growing, getting taller, your body just physically getting larger and longer, there were some pains to come with that. The stretching of your physical bones and ligaments and your skin cause you pain. And in the same way, when you're building a new company, you're learning a new skill, however that may look, there can be some growing pains to it because it's just something new and you kind of have to break it in, as I like to say, or build a callus towards it. Like in the gym, there's a term called progressive overload, which is basically increasing the weight gradually over time as your form gets better to increase your strength. Obviously, if you keep doing this and gradually keep increasing the weight, every time you're going to feel some sort of soreness or pain, quote unquote pain, in your muscles, and it's literally growing pains. It's the tearing and rebuilding of your muscles to become stronger. So, pain equals growth. Another example of this is in a company, when you reach a new level, if you're building a company, from going to a small team to a medium team to a larger team, and the same with your client base or your customer base, whatever it is, each new level or new territory, you're going to have a new giant to come with it. The issues that you may have had with your coffee shop when it was one location are not the same that you're going to have when it's two. You're going to need double the employees. You're going to have to buy double the milk, double the beans, double the whatever, because it's the second location. You get what I'm trying to say. But that doesn't mean that the second location should be shut down or it's not a good thing to expand. It just means that there are different trials that you face with new opportunities. And the second thing that pain can indicate is that you need to stop. The resistance that you face can be a sign not to proceed. Like in medical procedures, if a patient is in too much pain, then it's a sign that something in their body isn't taking to the procedure. Another time pain is a sign that you should stop is in relationships. Relationships are meant to supplement your life. So if a romantic relationship or even friendship is causing you so much emotional pain or even physical pain, it by no means am I telling you to push past that to get to some goal. That is a sign to stop. It's a sign to end the friendship, the relationship, whatever it is. It's a sign not to proceed. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, subscribe wherever you're listening and leave a review. Also, you can follow the podcast on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. All of them are unsaidwords_pod or unsaidwordspod. That is where I post daily motivation, episode clips, new episode updates, funny videos, all of the things, unsaid words throughout the week, so that you can keep up with the podcast even when you're not listening. As always, new episodes air every Friday at 3 p.m. EST, and you can get them wherever you get your podcasts. I'll talk to you guys in the next one.